This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, writer Carol Phillips on the evolving ideas of ethnic identity in Britain. First, though, in a surprise move, the cable television company, Comcast Corporation, they own lots and lots of cable systems. Comcast says it's going to make an offer of $54 billion to buy the Walt Disney Corporation. Here's Comcast CEO Brian Roberts at a press conference today.
There is simply no doubt in my mind and all of our folks here today that the two companies together are better than either part by itself.
Well, there are some people who harbor doubts. They're the people who work at Disney. Joining us is NPR's Kim Masters. She covers the entertainment industry for NPR. Kim, first of all, let's start with this offer. Comcast says it's doing this only after Disney CEO Michael Eisner refused to talk about a merger. Is Disney vulnerable to a takeover?
I think they are, actually. Michael Eisner has been leery of big cable agglomerations for years, and now we sort of see part of the reason why. It's been rumored, this is sort of a non-surprise surprise, it's been rumored for at least 3 years now that Comcast would make this move, and here they are.
Is it more than coincidence that this is happening right now after Roy Disney, the nephew of Walt Disney, resigned from the board and had a lot of critical things to say about Michael Eisner at the time?
Well, you know, I don't know that Roy Disney knew that Comcast was lurking in the wings. He's certainly been fighting what appeared until today to be an uphill battle to get shareholders to withhold their support from Michael Eisner and ultimately to oust him from the company. I think that this is a vulnerable time. You sort of have looked at Disney for a while now. Their results have been better. Their stock has been up. But there's been this constant drumbeat of criticism. And Roy Disney, obviously the nephew of Walt, is somebody who speaks with a certain authority.
Right. What is the criticism about Disney? What are people saying?
Well, the criticism is that Michael Eisner has lost touch with the creative energy that once animated that company, and that's a sort of a play on words, which was unintentional. But you know, really, for years now, Disney has been in a downward drift in its main area, animation. It has really performed rather poorly, and the only thing that has kept it floating is a relationship with Pixar, which ended quite recently.
This is the computer-generated animation whiz company, Pixar, run by Steve Jobs from Apple. And they had a partnership with Disney up until about 10 days ago, and Steve Jobs said, you know, this isn't worth it to us anymore. We're getting out.
Yeah, and that was a devastating blow. From my point of view, I always thought that the loss of that relationship could potentially be fatal to Michael Eisner. That deal has been enormously profitable to Disney. Pixar has had an unprecedented string of hits. Finding Nemo, the most recent, the biggest animated film of all time. Before that, A Bug's Life, Toy Story, Monsters, Inc. They have never had a misfire.
Yeah. Well, it keeps coming back to this figure, Michael Eisner, the CEO of Comcast, Roy Disney, Steve Jobs at Pixar. They all say Michael Eisner is the bad guy. Is he the bad guy? Is he going to get out of the way? Is he going to leave?
And only on a slab. He has no intention of leaving that company. He has shown unbelievable resilience. It's just been a remarkable story. I think that I've sort of always traced the decline at Disney to the death of Frank Wells, who was the number two man at the company and a very sort of erudite fellow, a Rhodes Scholar, a lawyer, a very sort of impressive guy who had actually been offered the job that Michael Eisner took before Michael Eisner was. And I think that once he died in a crash, in the helicopter crash in 1984, once Frank Wells was gone, the last person who could really speak to Michael Eisner and say, Michael, you can't do the following. You can't make Steve Jobs walk away from this company. You can't get into a lawsuit with the former studio chairman, Jeffrey Katzenberg, that's going to cost us a fortune and entail lots of bad publicity. Nobody was there to say that to him. And he's been sort of unfettered for a long time now, and it's been not a good thing at the company.
If things are so bad at Disney, why would anyone want to buy it?
Disney is a unique company. It is the only brand name in entertainment, although Steve Jobs would contend that Pixar has now established itself But otherwise, you know, nobody says, I'm going to go see a Paramount movie this weekend.
Right.
There's only one Mickey Mouse. There's only one company with the incredible assets that that company has. It also owns ABC and ESPN. I mean, Disney is it may be drifting the last few years, but believe me that when I say that that's a powerful company with a lot of incredibly attractive assets.
NPR's Kim Masters, thanks very much.
Thank you.